In this bulletin, the British Parliament votes no on Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. A terrorist attack rocks Kenya. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Jakmelos. The British Parliament has emphatically voted against Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. The deal was voted down with 432 votes against and only 202 for. Ms May has 3 days to come up with an alternative deal. She's urging everyone in the Parliament to work with her government.
Every day that passes without this issue being resolved means more uncertainty, more bitterness and more rancour. The government has heard what the House has said tonight. But I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the British people who want this issue settled and to work with the government to do just that.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has tabled a vote of no confidence against Ms May, which will be voted on tomorrow. He made this statement in response to Ms May.
I hear the words of the Prime Minister, but actions of her government of the past 2 years speak equally clearly. She is only attempting to reach out now to try to keep her failed process and deal alive after it's been so roundly rejected by Parliament on behalf of the people of this country.
The European Union says it regrets the outcome of the vote and is asking Britain to clarify its next steps as soon as possible. Britain is due to leave the EU on the 29th of March. Meanwhile, Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says Australia will attempt to keep trade as steady as possible once Britain leaves the EU. And Labor leader Bill Shorten has told the Nine Network Australia should look to remain an ally to both Britain and the EU.
I think what we've got to do is make sure we maintain good relationships with Europe and with Britain, and we try and get the advantages we can for our businesses. But it just goes to show you that when a government's divided, everything else sort of falls away. It's not good for, I think, the British people. But for us, there may be opportunities on both sides of the English Channel for more trade.
At least 14 people are reported dead in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, after a suspected terror attack on a luxury hotel and office complex. The attack began with a car bomb explosion before a group of gunmen stormed the complex in Nairobi's Westlands district. The Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the attack but has given no details. People, some with bullet wounds and covered in blood, were escorted out of the building by heavily armed police. Kenya's Interior Minister Fred Matiang'i says the situation is now under control.
The security teams have evacuated scores of Kenyans and other nationalities from the buildings. The country is now secure. Kenyans and all of our visitors are safe and should feel free to continue getting about their normal businesses.
A poll conducted by a right-wing think tank shows 3 out of 4 people are happy to continue celebrating Australia Day on January the 26th, despite concerted efforts to change the date. The Institute of Public Affairs poll shows just 10% of 1,000 people surveyed want to change the date of the National Day. It follows Mr Morrison's government's directive to councils to hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. Some people oppose celebrating on January the 28th because of its historical significance, British colonisation and settlement of Australia. Let's take a look at today's weather now. It's sunny in Perth, 29. It's really hot in Adelaide and 40. It's partly cloudy in Melbourne, 29. Cloudy in Hobart, 23. Very hot in Canberra, 41. Sunny in Wollongong, 28. In Sydney at 32 degrees and sunny. Much the same for Newcastle, 35. In Brisbane, 33 and sunny. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 34 degrees. Peggy Jakmelos with you for SBS News.